Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. But that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic! Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
How's it going? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. You can always leave me a voicemail, and I will be sure to get back to you as soon as possible, and then I'll play your voicemail on air. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com and ryanhoppyradio.com. We are heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. We are also on Z Radio Live, which is now on the Odyssey app. Go to ZRadioLive.com and search up Z Radio Live on the Odyssey app and many more apps. As we air every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. And I will be bringing back my Talking Head show, which is on the No Filter Network at nofilter.net. All right. Does that make sense? Are we caught up? Do you know what the hell I'm doing now? Do you get what the show is? You might not. Because maybe you're listening for the first time, and you've heard me shamelessly plug this podcast on 102.5 The Bone like the whore I am, spreading my legs open. And me spreading my legs open is saying to listen to Hoppy Radio on every single platform. Or maybe you've seen it on social media and this is your first time listening after hearing me plug it. Let me tell you what this is about. This podcast, Hoppy Hour, aka Hoppy Radio, because it's going to be a radio it's going to be a radio show someday. I will manifest it. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the Rust Belt of the Midwest, the armpit of America, or if you live in Florida. If you work a desk job, you're a CEO. Or you're a landscaper, you're a man, you're a woman, whatever the hell you identify as. You're hardworking, you're working 2 to 3 jobs to get by, and my humor and my analysis of celebrities, oh, because I'm so great, will make work go by. First, on the Hoppy Hour, this is from Entertainment Tonight. Brad Pitt's lawyer fires back at Angelina Jolie amid appeal. Mm-hmm.
On our calendar, Jolie versus William Bradley Pitt.
Angie's attorney pushed hard this morning. For more than
yeah, because she is not a nice person and doesn't want the kids to have a father.
In 30 minutes in a remote appellate court hearing, he argued that the private judge in their custody battle case was not impartial because he was working on legal matters involving Brad's lawyers.
Oh, I'm sure your lawyer, Angelina, is so clean. I'm sure he's not dirty at all. That's just you just trying to F over Brad. Listen. I don't know much about Brad Pitt. I've never met him. I don't really know much about his movies. I'm not really into movies. So I'm not going to sit here and defend Brad Pitt. I'm not going to sit here and bash Brad Pitt because I don't usually think about Brad Pitt in the 24 hours that I'm given in a day. I'm not like, oh my God, what the hell is going on with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? But I will say that every child needs a father figure in their life. And I just don't see Brad Pitt being so bad that he shouldn't be around his kids. I am just going off of assumptions. I'm just going off of what I allegedly think when I say this. But I think that Angelina Jolie is taking this out on Brad. She's taking the kids out on Brad. I think in spite of all the years that she put into that relationship, she is angry that it didn't work out, so she wants Brad to suffer, and she's using the kids as a pawn. And before anybody gets offended by listening to this, this happens where men use the women as pawns too, so it doesn't matter what gender it is. But I just think that Brad Pitt's kind of getting the bad deal on this matter.
She was shocked to find out that it hadn't been disclosed to her. It makes the appearance of things not being on the up and up all that stronger.
Duh.
Brad's attorney fired back that Jolie knew about the potential conflict all along.
Here, in a child custody case that's been going on so long, the children are getting older, and to allow a delaying tactic like this would be extremely unjust.
Family law attorney Kelly Chang Rickard, who watched the hearing, says Angie may be fighting a losing battle.
Yeah, she's just trying to hurt Brad. That's all that is. Because I'm sure Angelina Jolie is such an honorable person. The way that she was totally not dating him when he was at the end with Jennifer back in 04 in that movie they made, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, came out. I'm sure there was no cross collaboration. I'm sure Brad went, I am officially broken up with Jennifer. Want to have sex, Angelina? I'm sure Angelina and Brad totally did not have sex while he was with Jennifer, because they are people that are people you should look up to. They are people that are honorable with class, known as celebrities. Celebrities never cheat.
I mean, she really is reaching here.
Yeah, she is.
I would think they would have a decision within the next day or so.
Yeah.
I want some.
All right, I don't care anymore. I just it bothers me, man. It's like, I don't care how much of a douche Brad Pitt is. I don't care how annoying Brad Pitt is. It's a father. He is a father of 5 to 90 kids. I don't know how many they have exactly, but he is a father nonetheless. And when a father is not around, even if he's physically around, it damages the kid. I know it is very popular right now to hate men because of the Me Too movement, because of this, because of Donald Trump, because of Joe Biden. The last two presidents we've had are dumb white men. So I know it's very cool to hate on white men. I know it's cool to hate on celebrities who are white men. But at the same time, it doesn't matter how much of a douche Brad Pitt is as a white man. You know what he is? A father of people. And when you don't have a man around, it affects the kid. Every single person that has ever been born needs to have a father figure around. And if they don't obtain that within their childhood, they need a mentor or somebody to help them. I don't care what gender you identify as. We are brought into this earth because of a father. You know what I'm saying? Because there's ways that people are having kids but you know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous. I got to be careful here. It's just ridiculous, man. It's like, how are you going to make sure your kids are not around their father, man? Like, you think, Angelina, your kids are looking at you and are like, oh yeah, mom's totally not being a witch. Mom's totally not using us as pawn. Dad is so bad the way he takes us on lavish vacations and has nice meals at our mansion. Oh, what a hard life Brad Pitt's kids must deal on. Even if he has a drinking problem, you have all the resources for a great life. Oh, Angelina Jolie, you're making a great decision by not having Brad Pitt near the kids. He's so awful. Yeah. What a bad person.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. And when you sign up for an appointment, if you live within the Bay Area, just tell Devin that I sent you and he'll hook you up. But if you don't live in the Bay Area, don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack. You can do virtual workouts. You can do meal plans and more. But you got to make it happen, Captain. You can't keep listening to my live reads while you're listening to the podcast and going, tomorrow I'm going to call. Tomorrow I'm going to go to FitsAgeFitness.com. You got to make it happen right now. Life's too short. FitsAgeFitness.com. Go and change your life forever.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Listen to Hoppy Hour by searching Hoppy Radio on your favorite podcasting platform.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Nick Cannon, you've got some splaining to do.
So you having my baby.
I'm having these kids on purpose. Trust me, there's a lot of people I could have got pregnant that I didn't.
Yo, I'm Nick Cannon. Yo, ho, 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 ho. I'm the corniest dude in Hollywood. Woohoo! I'm Nick Cannon. And I just got kind of grandfathered into this position. I'm average at everything I do, but I make millions of dollars doing it while having 90 kids a year.
Okay. That's Nick on his Power 106 LA radio show, breaking his on-camera silence about having 4 kids with 3 different women in 6 months.
Sometimes I have a little bit too much fun in my life.
Yeah, I'm like, no way in hell I'm pulling out of this situation. Yeah, it feels so good. Hell yeah.
Into a lot of
the 30 seconds of glory is totally worth 4 lifetimes being made in 3 months. Oh yeah.
Trouble. You only live once.
Yeah, so keep making kids. Yeah. Woohoo! He'll have a lot of visitors when he's in his nursing home.
My kids call me a player. I was like, who taught you that word?
Everybody did.
The 40-year
they're at the playground. Your dad's a player. And he crushes a lot. Get it? That was a big pun reference.
Always been open with E.T. about his love life. Nick welcomed his 7th child, Zen, with Wild and Out model Alyssa Scott last month.
And I kind of get it, though, man. Like, it's going to be a lot of kids. It's going to be a lot of poopy diapers. But the women that he's having these kids with, first of all, her name is Zen, so you know she's a hell of a vegan. Second of all, you know that she was so much fun to make the kid with. Like, I kind of get the you only live once thing. Like, I don't want 7 kids, but I'm also not worth $200 million. Like, I feel like he wants to be a father and he loves sex and does not like pulling out, you know?
Life, Nick welcomed his 7th child.
Get your mouth down there.
Zen with Wild and Out model Alyssa Scott last month. That's less than 10 days after having twins, Zion and Zillion with radio personality Abby De La Rosa.
Oh, I'm such a fan of her show.
In December, Cannon had his 2nd kid with ex Brittany Bell. He also shares twins Moroccan and Monroe with Mariah Carey.
Oh, you got all that estrogen in one room. I'm sure there's never any catfights.
You know me, Meg. Family is a number one priority.
If I can keep up with it now.
I mean, everything I do is calculated.
I do know, I listened to him on Howard's show, and he does calculate his day. Like, he literally gets up at, like, 4 a.m., or even, he's up for, like, 20 hours a day, man. Like, he's a nut job.
God said, be fruitful and multiply.
There you go.
I'm doing the Lord's work out here.
Hell yeah, bro.
The Masked Singer host, who is deeply religious, has said he believes fatherhood is what he was put on this earth to do.
Well, that's good. At least you're not a deadbeat, man. At least you're there for the kid.
Nick also told Howard Stern in 2017 his outlook changed after developing complications battling lupus.
I'm probably going to die sooner than most people. That's what the doctor said. But I'm living life like...
No, what did that...
I get it, man. Just keep making them kids. Hell yeah! He should have a sport. He would be the LeBron James of it. Next on the Happy Hour. Olivia Jade reacts to Gossip Girl's jab about Lori Loughlin Loughlin. However the hell you say her last name, her arrest.
And everything will be fine so long as you win. Olivia Jade gained followers and her mom went to jail.
Sure, I did.
Olivia Jade made everyone aware she's checked out the Gossip Girl revival.
Oh, man. You know, she's just watching the show and she's so taken back. Like, I'm Olivia Jade. How dare they make fun of me?
Want to come back because I want to come back.
And I have the personality of a saltine cracker. And if I wasn't rich and famous, I would be like every other... I'm done.
And she offered a correction for the show's joke about the college admission scandal. Here's what happened.
Obviously, I've been gone for a really long time.
Both of Jade's parents received prison sentences after pleading guilty for their roles in the scandal.
I wonder what she did for like those 2 years that she wasn't very prevalent on social media. She's like, oh my God. Which, in a second, when I come back from the next break, I will tell you guys about the social media sabbatical I went on. How great it was.
Mom Lori Loughlin was released in December, while dad Massimo Giannulli completed his sentence in April.
What an honorable man. I look up to you, Massimo douchebaggero.
XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Now cut to Friday and the premiere of the HBO Max series, and this scene in particular, which featured a character suggesting that after Lachlan's arrest, daughter Olivia gained social media followers as a result.
She did.
I didn't lose anything.
And everything will be fine so long as you win. Olivia Jade gained followers when her mom went to jail.
You know that no-name actress. Love that. Because the way she says it, she's got so much confidence. Like, she knew that was going to piss off Olivia Jade. Listen to the confidence of the characters. Like, they knew this scene was going to be talked about. Listen to the confidence.
Lose anything.
And everything will be fine so long as you win. Olivia Jade gained followers when her mom went to jail.
Shots fired. That confidence in the way they read that script. Oh, man. Get them an Emmy Award.
Fans wondered whether this was actually true. Olivia provided her own fact-checking over the weekend.
Thank God she fact-checked. I cannot sleep at night. She's going to give us the official tally of if she lost or gained followers. Oh, thank God you have nothing else going on. Imagine that. You're a millionaire and you're Olivia Jade and you're like, I need to get the official report. Let's print out your Oh my God, who cares?
Her reaction to TikTok. The video's caption reiterated Olivia's response. No, I didn't.
So you lost him? No.
This reaction follows new details about...
Write that on her tomb. She lost followers for 2 years. How did she survive?
About Olivia's mindset in the aftermath of the scandal. A source told ET last month, Olivia is living on her own terms.
I'm sure. That's why she's having to let us know that she's living on her own terms. People that have to let you know what they're doing, they're always so genuine.
Enjoying her youth and freedom and giving herself grace to see what organically comes next.
I like the word freedom. It's a little shot at her parents.
I'm definitely ready.
Oh, you are?
To address some things.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to hit up Nick Cannon.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Enough about her. I don't care anymore. 856-49 Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the best hot sauce in this whole wide universe. That hot sauce is known as the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations to where you can buy the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce in Florida, in Florida, in America's Wang. But here's the deal. Here's the lowdown. Here's the deets. If you don't live in Florida, don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack. You can order online. You know, the whole ordering online thing in 2021, what a concept. If you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com and you order online, when you get that nice hot sauce in the mail, tag us at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
856-49-HOPPY.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Straight into your soul, and it takes you to the psychological prison that you hold yourself in. So it's your own version of hell, and I was definitely there.
Talk about a strange trip.
It's mind blowing.
Megan Fox gets candid about drinking ayahuasca with Machine Gun Kelly in Costa Rica.
Oh yeah, the new thing, ayahuasca. Oh yeah, I'm having a crisis. I'm having a midlife crisis. I'm having a quarter life crisis. Time to do the psychedelics to suppress my memories. Even though I'm claiming I'm expressing my memories and my mind's being blown, I'm really suppressing it because I'm getting high in the moment. Listen, you know how you know somebody did ayahuasca? They write a long Facebook post and go, oh my God, with this money I have, we went to wherever you get it. And it was so wonderful, man. So, of course, Megan Fox is doing that. She's got to let us know. Her and Machine Gun Kelly are edgy. They're wild, man.
It's hard to top that one, man.
The Till Death actress appeared on Monday.
That is the tale of Machine Gun Kelly's life. This will be on his tomb.
It's hard to top that one, man.
Till Death actress appeared on Monday's Jimmy Kimmel Live with guest host Arsenio Hall.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Bring back Craig Ferguson.
And opened up about her quasi-spiritual journey in the Central American wilderness with her boyfriend after drinking the psychoactive tea used in ceremonial rituals as a spiritual medicine.
I'm so spiritual.
Which BTW induces auditory and visual hallucinations.
Okay, BTW. Got it. By the way, thanks for the info.
Do you guys know what ayahuasca is?
Oh, yes!
So we were.
Arsenio's like, yeah, I had a crisis when I got canceled 8 years ago. I went and did a hell lot of it. I know a lot about that.
We went to Costa Rica to do ayahuasca, like in a proper setting, like with indigenous people. And
that sounds awesome.
I was thinking it was like glamping or
something. I bet they were just checking her out the whole time.
Something like that's still gonna be like some kind of five-star experience. And you get there and you really are in the middle of the jungle and you don't get to eat after. Like 1 p.m., you have to walk a very far distance to get your water. You can't shower because they're in a drought. Nothing glamorous about it. It's all a part of sort of making you vulnerable so that you...
All righty, that's the thing. Oh, we're just going to let us know. We're going to let you know how great it was when we got high in a psychedelic. We're going to make it a really deep, philosophical thing that we wanted to get high in. Costa Rica, we're so deep and philosophical. We're Megan Fox. And Machine Gun Kelly, speaking of another couple that's just wonderful and dandy and awesome and amazing. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. Steve Harvey's daughter.
Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have found their own slice of paradise.
Oh, yeah.
The Lovebirds.
Give me that slice. I need it right now. I've had a lot of frozen pizza recently, but I need a slice of paradise.
Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have found their own slice of paradise. The Lovebirds turned up the heat on their romantic getaway to a tropical locale.
What I do kind of find unique is like when the celebrities don't want to say where they are because they don't want to get followers to like meet them there. Especially if you're at a small location. So like when all the NBA players, when their season ended, like Trae Young and Kevin Huerter on the Atlanta Hawks, they like took a picture of like the ocean. And it's kind of cool to think that it's very anonymous of where they are. And that's the same thing that Lori Harvey did in this post.
Lori snapped a flirty selfie of Michael biting her chin.
Yeah, he's just biting my chin in the middle of a jungle. We're kinky and wild.
And later grinned ear to ear as they soaked up some rays by the pool.
Oh, man. I wonder what Lori Harvey's dad thinks about it. You know what I mean? I'm sure he's interviewed Michael B. Jordan at some time on his radio show, and oh, it's banging his daughter. The same with, like, Future. Like, I'm sure he had heard Future at a concert that Harvey was working, and he's like, that guy's banging my daughter.
Cool. They took another dip as the sun went down. Lori shared a video of Michael wrapping his arms around her as they gazed at the horizon.
Now, that doesn't seem as, like, genuine and real in the moment. Like, the other two pictures were selfies, but this one is, like, perfectly filmed, and it's them in the middle of the water, and you see the sunset, and the person filming's, like, 10 feet away. Yeah. Bring the PR team when we're on a vacation. Nothing says genuine like living in the moment by doing a perfect video with 4K cameras. Oh, it's so genuine.
Then turn to each other for a series of sweet kisses. Lori...
Because when you are having a crisis in life, sometimes you need to get away. And I'll tell you about my mental health crisis I had 2 days ago. But when you need to get away, you know what you need? You need to have cameras letting you know that you're getting away. Make sure you take all those camera pictures of your mental health break. Because it's not mental health unless you talk about it every May and then pretend it doesn't exist. I absolutely lost my mind on Wednesday. I had worked about 5 days in a row at 102.5 The Bone. It has nothing to do with The Bone of why I lost my mind. But I was getting up every morning at like 4 a.m. And Wednesday, I told my boss, I was like, dude, I sent it to both my bosses. I was like, essentially, I was like, I just need 2 days off. But I said, like, because I was having a mental health break. And I didn't look at social media for 2 days, maybe besides 5 to 7 times. And that's just me being honest. But just, I didn't look at the notifications. I would just kind of look at it. You know what I mean? Like, anyway, I didn't look at it for 2 days. And I had the best 2 days of my life. Going back on it, man, it's like, ugh. It's like eating fast food. It's good in the moment, but then you feel sick, man. Like, life's too short to be that much on social media. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to post now, but I just don't care that much, man. So that was the experience of not using social media. You definitely get a little bit of, like, an edge. You're like, I want to check my Instagram. And it's almost like weaning off of cigarettes. The only time I ever did cigarettes was in, like, 2009, and I threw up all over a skate park. So I am not the authority on coming down from cigarettes. But I will tell you that it felt kind of like that. Like, I just had this itch, this thing. I just needed social media. But then I quickly got over it. You know what was the most humbling thing? Was not looking at social media for like 2 days and then going back and not seeing that many notifications for how long you were gone. Like, it makes you realize how unimportant and how none of this matters. Like, I was almost saying in my mind, my 4,956 friends on Facebook are going to be like, oh my God, where the hell is Ryan Hoppy's post? But no, they went about life as if it was normal and fine. Kind of like Jennifer Lopez on her current happiness after the Alex Rodriguez breakup. And she was talking to Ebro on Apple Music. And this is brought to you by Entertainment Tonight as they brought the report that I'm about to play.
This moment really was about, for me, not about anybody else. It was about me realizing I was good on my own. And happiness starts within me. And once I...
Get a better camera and a better microphone.
realize that things happen.
Jennifer Lopez is choosing happiness. The singer opened up to Apple Music One about her current season in life after calling off her...
Season in life is kind of weird because, like, you have... I guess, but I feel like seasons go on and on. I feel like chapter is better because, like, there is an end, like, we die. And I feel like there's an end of a book always. So I feel like her chapter in her life would make more sense in, like, season.
Her engagement to Alex Rodriguez and rekindling her romance with Ben Affleck shortly after.
Things happen that you don't expect.
Like, Ben comes knocking. Hey, it's Ben, wanna bang?
To ever happen. You know what I mean? You just, like... Once you get good,
yeah.
Once you get to the point where you're like, this is not right for me, or this doesn't.
Oh, man, these are some passive aggressive shots at Alex Rodriguez if I've ever heard them.
Feel good, or I need to make an adjustment here. Yeah. This is not really about anybody else but me. Once you do that.
All right, I can't do this. Her microphone, man. You should have re-recorded that. That is an awful microphone. I love how, like, millionaires will have a podcast and their microphone sucks. I mean, like, the Adam Carollas and the Dax Shepard, who does the armchair? Yeah, Dax Shepard and Joe Rogan and those murder podcasts always have good equipment. But, like, that, like, millionaire who, like, doesn't really know that much about equipment, like every really famous comedian ever, they have, like, the worst microphones. And you're like, how the hell... are you going to have a podcast that's popular and it sounds like crap? It's very bizarre. And a lot of those, like, motivational speakers, it'll sound like they're talking over here, like, not really on the microphone. And it's very bizarre. I'm like, how the hell do average podcasts get a Rodecast Pro board for $500 and it sounds like a radio show? I'm recording in my apartment. I don't know. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. This next headline, man, I couldn't believe my eyes. It bothered me so much. Not at all. It just killed me inside. Not at all. It bothered me inside. Scooter Braun and his wife split after 7 years of marriage. And this is brought to you by Access Hollywood.
Scooter Braun and Yael Cohen are parting ways, at least for now.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back together in 6 months. That's how the celebrities do it. When I broke up with my ex, bye-bye! But Scooter Braun and his wife, oh, yeah, we've banged 7 different people in 6 months. Let's get back together and give each other HPV.
The music mogul and his CEO wife have reportedly separated after 7 years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Sources tell multiple outlets...
I wonder if there was a competition... with, like, who's more successful, because she's a CEO and an independent woman and he's Scooter Braun, kind of a douche. So I wonder if a part of him had, like, small D energy where his wife was successful too.
Rated after 7 years of marriage. Sources tell multiple outlets that the spouses are on good terms, but sorting through a rough patch as they remain hopeful that things can be ultimately worked out.
Oh, so they're just having an open marriage period right now. That's all this is.
Page Six was first to report the news.
I wonder what it's like for Page Six when they report something for the first time. They're like, hell yeah, we're relevant for the first time in 10 years.
Insider shared with the publication that Scooter and Yael are still living together and have no plans to divorce at this time.
Oh, man.
Access Hollywood has reached out to Scooter.
So this split is just kind of like, hey, you can do what the hell you want. Maybe once a year we'll bang, whatever.
Here's team for comment. Scooter.
All right. So there you go. Scooter Braun split. This next headline. Oh, my goodness. Did it piss me off? Like, I know that white privilege is 100% real. And I'm always embarrassed by it, man. Always embarrassed by it. I want everything to be equal. But no, it's not. And when you see certain white privilege come out in celebrities where they commit crimes in different... person of a different skin color or a different income bracket, They could even be white like Drake Bell. But if they were to commit the crimes that Drake Bell committed, they would go to jail for 7 years. But because he was on a sitcom on Nickelodeon, he gets 2 years probation. I don't want to swear in this podcast because I want it to be radio ready, but I'll say it right now. That is fucking elitist bullshit that Drake Bell got only 2 years probation for being a creep, for being a pedophile. I never want to hear our society ever say again that we want to prevent creeps. Yeah, we want to prevent pedophiles when we are giving them easy sentences. Until something changes, kiss my big, tall, lanky, droopy ass. With this, oh, we want to fix things and sex trafficking, then fucking charge them correctly and give them more time.
Jared Drake Bell has been sentenced to 2 years of probation after pleading guilty to two charges of crimes against a child.
Oh, no big deal. Thank God he was on a sitcom and he was kind of funny. Bow down to Drake Bell, you sociopathic sheep.
The former Nickelodeon star appeared via Zoom at an Ohio court hearing on Monday.
And it was infuriating. When his victim was talking, he's smiling like, I didn't do that. I'm getting away with this. Woohoo! I'm a sociopathic narcissist.
He received 2 years of probation and 200 hours of community service.
I want to see that elitist, probably OCD-covered creep do any community service. Could you imagine that? Oh my God, I have to work with the poor people? Oh my God, I have to clean up animal crap? No way, I was like Drake Bell. I'm like a pedophile who was on a pretty good sitcom 14 years ago. I shouldn't be doing this.
According to NBC News, Bell spoke out at the hearing saying that he's sorry and that his conduct was wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Today I accept this plea because my conduct was wrong. I'm sorry that the victim was harmed in any way.
So passive aggressive.
That was obviously not my intention.
Then what was your intention when you were DMing underage girls? You grooming creep.
I have taken this matter very, very seriously.
Oh, have you? Why? Oh, you were taking it so seriously, Drake Bell, because then you were making the passive-aggressive faces that were gaslighting the victim during the Zoom call. If you were taking it so seriously, you wouldn't be a sociopath with no emotion. Shut the fuck up.
And again, I just want to apologize to her and anyone else who may have been affected by my actions.
Lawyer, BS. That lawyer wrote that for him.
35-year-old said, according to NBC News.
How old is he?
My actions. The 35-year-old said.
Oh man, that makes me feel old. Drake Bell's 35. Jesus.
According to NBC News, the now 19-year-old female victim also spoke out at the hearing, giving an impact statement where she called Bell a.
Think about that. The now 19 victim. Now she's 19. Like, even though dating a 19-year-old is legal, they're 19. Like, I know it's legal, but it's just a little weird, but it's acceptable. And but when you hear that somebody who's like 35 is dating a 19-year-old, you go, like, you don't go to judge. But at the same time, you kind of think, well, think about that. That's when someone's 19. He was talking to somebody underage. Just think about that. Because whenever somebody is accused and charged with a pedophile crime, we don't want to think about it because it's so heinous and so awful. But think about that. You know that dude that's dating, like, let's say Scott Disick and Amelia. She's 19, he's 38, and that's kind of weird. And then you have Drake Bell times 100 with the weirdness of talking to underage girls. Like, what the hell happened? What the hell is going on with Nickelodeon? That Dan Snyder universe where everybody from Nickelodeon's a creep.
Quote, monster. He was calculating, he preyed on me, and he sexually abused me. He is a monster and a danger to children, she said, according to Deadline. The victim also called Bell a pedophile and accused him of allegedly sending her graphic photos when she was a teenager, as well as...
And think about how out of your mind and how much of a sociopath you are for doing that. And let me explain. Like, if you were a nobody, like an average Joe, like one of those guys on To Catch a Predator, when you're sending creepy pictures, it's never acceptable. But there's probably a side of you that thinks you're never going to get caught because you're a nobody. And they always get caught. But what I'm saying is Drake Bell was sending these pictures to an underage girl. He's Drake Bell, one of the most famous sitcom actors of my generation, of the millennials. A household name amongst millennials, for sure. A guy who is really famous and was on a huge sitcom. Somebody who you get the point. And he thinks he's not going to get caught for sending a picture to an underage girl. Like, he thought that was a good decision. Like, Drake Bell is like, first of all, I'm not going to get caught because I'm Drake Bell and I can get away with anything. That's his mindset. Because he's one of the most famous actors ever, talking to an underage girl before a concert. Like, think about that. That's how much of an out of touch, out of this universe, sociopathic creep he is, that he essentially knew he was going to get away with it, because he did. He's gone away with everything else he's done. But oh, I just can't do it anymore, man. I can't sit and hang around a society where we claim we're talking about mental health, but every May we'll have things about it, and then we don't talk about it for 11 months. I'm sick of living in a society where we want things to get better, and they never get better. Sit down or shut up.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. Go to Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa, right next door to McDonald's. After you sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com and tell Rich Keeley I sent you, and he'll hook you up.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I got PhDs in four scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. My Snapchat is Hoppy Radio, ryanhoppyradio.com.
Things are heating up between Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Now,
because of their use of the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company's products.
Source tells ET their friends wouldn't be surprised if they moved in together and ultimately end up together.
I'm thrilled.
Here's my thing. It's all wonderful and dandy that Ben Affleck, that, what was their name? Bengalo? Damn it, I forgot the name of what they were. Bennifer, right? Wasn't that what they were? Anyway, there was obviously a reason their relationship ended 17 years ago. Like, you don't go back to your ex. I mean, maybe this might be the wonderful example of going back to your ex, but I'm just saying.
Do you know what I mean? I was super happy.
Quote, they're spending all of their free time together and making each other a priority.
I mean, maybe that's what they weren't doing 17 years ago.
J-Lo falls hard and has certainly done the same with Ben again this time around.
Yeah, she does seem like she falls hard. I mean, she's always in a relationship.
The two famously known as Bennifer.
That's what it was. Thank you. Thank you for helping me out. Insert Entertainment Tonight reporter here.
Recently rekindled their romance 17 years after their split in 2004. Mm-hmm. The source adds, quote, Ben is a guy's guy and does his own thing, which J-Lo loves.
Yeah, I could see that because, like, Alex Rodriguez, he puts on that, yo, I'm macho, I'm badass, I'm a manly man type of routine. But you know that Alex Rodriguez is kind of the guy who probably gets a bunch of pedicures and manicures. And yeah, he's a handsome guy and takes care of himself, but he's pretty. Ben Affleck has that big D energy where he's more of a man. Yeah. He played Daredevil and it was awful.
It's great.
He has his own life and is famous in a different way than she is and is not trying to compete with her by any means. They just support and love each other.
That seems like a passive aggressive shot where it says they're not trying to compete with her. It seems like that's about Alex Rodriguez.
The two first started dating back in 2002 while starring in their
so long ago.
First movie together, Geely.
I wonder if their movie was good.
I'm sorry. Do we know each other?
Now we know.
Not yet.
They quickly got engaged, but by 2003, they called off their wedding just days before their planned September ceremony.
I wonder what it is where they're on and off and on and off. And you got the point. I wonder what it is.
And they officially split in January 2004.
It was my first like adult heartbreak. We were about.
Yeah, got it. This is from 2014.
To get married. It didn't work out. And it was just a bad heartbreak. Like, you know, just one of those breakups that really
sucks.
You know, it was like a tough one for me for whatever reason. For many reasons.
But they reconnected earlier this year after the triple threat called it.
We know. We don't need to tell us about that. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. So the show Ted Lasso on Apple TV is really good. But I'm having a hard time watching it. It's very funny, but I'm having a hard time watching it. It's so entertaining, but I'm having a hard time watching it. Here's why. Every time I put on Ted Lasso, and if my girlfriend's listening, I'm not complaining. But I'll hear, can you help me out with the dishes or the dinner in the other room? Or I have to help out with the cat, or my boss will text me and I gotta send an email. Every time that I'm trying to watch Ted Lasso, it doesn't really work out. It seems like the universe doesn't want me to watch Ted Lasso. But if I were to put on Beavis and Butthead reruns on the Comedy Central cartoon channel on Pluto TV, oh, I could sit there for hours and listen to Beavis and Butthead. But anytime I put on Ted Lasso, if I literally want to have plans manifest, I'm just going to put on Ted Lasso. So here is a clip on, it's played by Jason Sudeikis. He's playing a soccer coach over in England, and he's from like Oklahoma. It's a very bizarre show, but you have to like take yourself out of seeing Jason Sudeikis, and it kind of works because he's an okay actor. Here he is being interviewed, and I'll play a little bit of it because that's what I do on a show. I play a little bit of clips. Tim talking about how Ted Lasso helped him get through the pandemic.
First of all, thank you for wearing this shirt tonight. Why was it important to you?
It says Jaden and Marcus.
Oh, gosh. Because I think those young fellas are amazing.
Yeah.
Jaden and Marcus and Takayo, I guess.
Yeah, that's all.
Bakayo.
Okay, great.
That's it. I'm not the only one, but, you know. But, you know, yeah, that's it.
Well, look, you just gave me a Ted Lasso answer right off the bat. And the question for you is...
That was not a Ted Lasso answer at all. Huh? Has this person seen the show? He's a loudmouth who says outrageous things. What was outrageous about what he just said? What an awful reporter. She just doesn't know how to transition from that weird thing she asked him. So she's like, oh yeah, what a Ted Lasso answer, because that's your show, right? That would be like if you're interviewing the guy Dan, where his last name begins with C, the guy that plays Homer Simpson, and you're interviewing him, and you go, how's it going, Dan? And he goes, you know, I'm pretty good. I love my kids and hanging out with my wife is fun. And then the person were to go, oh yeah, what a Homer Simpson answer. Just because that's all you know about the person as they played that character. That's exactly what she's doing right here. Because this is not a Ted Lasso answer.
I think those young fellas are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everything's great.
That's all.
Okay, great.
I'm not the
only one. Okay, great.
One, but you know. But, you know, yeah, that's it.
Well, look, you just gave me a Ted Lasso answer right off the bat. And the question for you is, are you Ted Lasso? Do people come up to you now and say, hi, Ted Lasso, or are they still saying, hi, Jason?
They do say, hi, Jason. I mean, I'll hear Ted Lasso every now and then, but yeah. But I've been lucky enough to do a lot of different things. So I was just texting with my buddies, Rob McElhaney and Charlie Day, saying that I do.
Name drop.
Get called Schmitty, which I played on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So I've had enough guest starring roles on other people's, you know, great shows.
He's like, I've done other things, lady.
That I get called a lot of names.
Well, look.
Oh, man. What's that about?
This is major starring, and this is your show, and you guys just set the record. The most Emmy nominations for a freshman comedy series ever.
No. No. Every time a show gets overly nominated at the Emmys, it becomes so overrated. No, it's getting the Emmys treatment. Oh. Modern Family, Schitt's Creek. I'm sure there's other shows. Pretty sure it probably happened to Game of Thrones. I didn't really watch it, but I do know that people were complaining about the end. Whenever a show is absolutely covered at the Emmys, they go on to have average seasons. Well, there you go with Ted Lasso. It's done forever.
It's so incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who was your first call when you got the news?
Oh, gosh. I don't think I called anyone. Who calls anyone these days?
He's cracking me up.
It's all text, right?
Okay, I just got told by Marcus Mumford that you leave the world's longest voice text, so yeah. Who did you leave a voice text to?
Oh, boy, that's, I mean, I'm still leaving one.
My side chick.
As we speak, I do really leave long voice notes. I have a tendency to ramble.
You're still writing it in your head?
Yeah.
Did you tell your kids? Do their kids know Dad just won all these nominations and is it, no?
No, they don't care.
They don't care?
No.
Man, she's just really killing it with this interview.
They want to know if they can play their Nintendo Switch, if they can get another stuffy. They don't know.
Have they seen Ted Lasso? And if they have, what do they think of the stash and the Southern drawl?
They have seen Ted Lasso. They refer to Otis refers to Roy Kent.
I don't. Okay, there you go. Ted Lasso is wonderful, but now it's done because of Kanye West. No, I didn't mean to play that. It's done. Because now it's getting overly nominated, which it'll become overrated. All right. Kanye West relationship was never serious.
Kanye West and Irina Shayk may have gotten people talking after they were spotted spending time together in France last month.
Uh-huh.
But now a source tells ET the relationship was never serious.
Yeah, we kind of suspected that. It was just kind of Kanye's first bang after the dry spell that led up to the divorce from Kim and Kanye. Because I don't think they were banging. And they were not banging at all.
I mean, it was just fun to just do something from our heart.
Quote, the two of them have always just been having fun together. They're both doing their own thing and down to have a good time without any strings attached.
And Bradley Cooper goes, I can never listen to your music again. By the way, I think it was just like he needed to get Kim Kardashian out of his system. All right, I gotta skip out of this because I don't have my show. So what happened was, let me time mark this. They played "Good Life" by Kanye West in between the transition, and if I play any music on here, Spreaker deletes my show. So let me time mark this. 52 minutes in, 3 seconds of a song played, and then everything would have ended. Okay, back to the clip.
Were spotted spending one-on-one time together while on vacation, staying at a luxury hotel in Provence, France.
Relatable.
At the time, a source told ET that Kanye and Irina have, quote, casually been seeing each other and have been friendly for a long time. Adding Kanye loves having someone in the fashion world, as that's a big part of his life, and Irina enjoys Kanye's passion for it.
Well, that doesn't make sense, because, I mean, the Kardashians are a big deal in the fashion world. So why didn't it work then, Kanye?
You have kept things on the DL for a while, as they are both very private.
It's extremely important to me.
A second source at the time noted that the rapper has always thought the model was extremely beautiful and cool. Now that they are both single at the same time, Kanye has been trying to woo Irina and impress her.
I bet he's really cool with that, kind of sweet and cuddly.
They're both having a good time together, and Kanye really likes that Irina is low-key and private.
Seems like a shot at Kim Kardashian. They're about to play a song, so I gotta skip over it. All right, right now.
So, name drop the 35-year-old in his 2010 song, Christian Dior Denim Flow.
All right, I can't play that either.
Founder in February
after
a divorce from Kim Kardashian. The 40-year-old reality star filed for divorce from the Yeezy founder in February after 6 years of marriage. They share 4 children together, 8-year-old North, 5-year-old...
Wow, North is 8, is crazy. Alrighty, so this next headline we're about to hear about is pretty interesting. Actually, I'm just going to just read it. Adele sparks rumors with LeBron James agent... Rich Paul, they're supposedly dating. That's good for them. Selena Gomez fans urge her to share unretouched photos.
Selena Gomez fans urge her to share unretouched photos.
Man, they're putting some pressure on her. She's like, but that's when I don't look like what I look like now.
Gabby Conti, and this is your 24/7 celebrity news.
Nothing says celebrity news like this music. Every video has to have it.
Selena Gomez fans are living for these unretouched photos that they...
Because they have no life.
...found of the singer for a swimsuit brand on the swimsuit brand's Instagram account. Selena shared that she is collabing with the swimsuit line La Marionette, but she did not post the unretouched photos on her main feed. She tagged this brand, which leads to a series of unretouched photos of Selena showing...
Oh, man, can you imagine caring? You must not have a life or be a teenager. 856... 49 Hoppy. I don't know why I moved my mic to the side, but I did. All right. Lamar Odom shades Tristan Thompson amongst Khloe Kardashian drama. Oh, man. What a toxic situation Khloe has here. And this is from Clever News. You got Lamar Odom, who cheated on her and almost overdosed with those girls at the Bunny Ranch 6 years ago. Lamar Odom almost overdosed. So you have him in this corner. And then in this corner, you have Thompson, who literally banged every girl in Massachusetts, probably, and has banged every side chick and has a kid with Khloe and is always gaslighting her. And then cheated on her again and banged Jordan Woods, her sibling's best friend. So you literally have... two men fighting for her who have treated her like crap. Oh, what a life. That sounds amazing.
Grab the popcorn, friends, because Lamar Odom and Tristan Thompson are feuding over Khloe Kardashian's attention, and the tension is officially at an all-time high. Let's get into it.
It's no question that Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian's on-again, off-again relationship has been on the rocks for the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, Khloe's ex-husband, Lamar Odom, has entered the chat, and it kind of seems like he's here to stay. Well, for now at least. Just on the heels of many news outlets confirming Khloe and Tristan's latest split just last month, Tristan took to Instagram to share a sweet birthday tribute for his baby mama, calling her an amazing partner, mummy, and best friend, mm-hmm. as well as the kindest, caring, and most loving human being I've ever met.
Yeah.
Although this post slightly confused fans, considering the reason for their split was once again allegedly due to his infidelity, the thirsting continued when both Tristan and Lamar commented on a photo of Khloe going bikini-clad in an outdoor shower on Saturday. Awkward, yeah. Instagram account comments by celebrities caught this entire interaction as Tristan then got word of Lamar's comment and popped back saying, Lamar Odom, God brought you back the first time. Play if you want. Different results.
What a douchebag Thompson is.
You want different results. Many were shocked after reading Tristan's comment, which alluded to Lamar's 2015 overdose after being found unconscious in a Las Vegas brothel. This actually infuriated fans, who then began sending in tweets towards Tristan,
which I don't think he cares,
calling him out for his chronic infidelity. One user tweeted, Tristan Thompson cheated on Khloe Kardashian 30 times and his hurt Lamar Odom left a comment on her Instagram pic.
That perfectly sums up that situation. 856 49 Hoppy.
Hey, it's Amira from Hollywood Life with your actor/actress roundup, starting with Shailene Woodley and her relationship with Aaron Rodgers.
Gross.
The Big Little Lies stars revealed that she enjoyed some of the privacy that came with keeping her engagement to Aaron Rodgers a secret.
Yeah, you don't have the paparazzi bothering you. What a concept.
During an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, the actress explained that she was excited to share the news about her and Aaron's engagement on the couple's own terms. Even though Aaron announced that he was engaged...
The own terms would be not near his family.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that he is the best around, oh man. AmirAcademy.com for all the info.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
It was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff!
It was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff! The glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Here's Ryan Hoppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hobby. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Died at the age of 57. According to TMZ, the legendary rapper passed after a series of complications from diabetes.
So I went to bed at like 7 p.m. on Friday, and that was when Biz Markie died. And I woke up at like 10 p.m. because I wake up like nine times a night, and I saw the TMZ alert that Biz Markie died, and it was just very depressing.
Legendary rapper passed after a series of complications from diabetes that he's been fighting for more than a year.
I mean, 57's young.
Back in April 2020, Biz was hospitalized due to complications from type 2 diabetes.
Poor
and in
guy.
July 2021, rumors began circulating that Biz had died. However, a rep for Biz told Rolling...
And it's depressing when those reports came out, because the same one came out for the... What's the band that did My Mind? Ghetto Boys. My Mind Playing Tricks on Me, that band. Remember when the one dude, like they said he died, but then he didn't die, but then he died like 12 hours later. The same with DMX. And a lot of those reports, whenever somebody dies, they're like, not sure. When I first heard the reports that Biz Markie died, but then it was confirmed false like 3 weeks ago, you go, oh no, it's just a ticking time bomb at this point. But then again, it's not really fair to say to Biz because we're all ticking time bombs.
However, a rep for Biz told Rolling Stone at the time, the news of Biz Markie's passing is not true. Biz is still under medical care, surrounded by professionals who are working hard to provide the best healthcare possible. Born Marcel Hall, the rapper adopted the name Biz Markie in the mid-80s, gaining recognition for his unique beatboxing style and rhymes.
Okay. I don't know if I can play anymore. Okay, I'm out of here, but I like that pump up. Okay. Moving on Hoppy Hour. It's from Entertainment Tonight. Billie Eilish gets back at haters who say she's a flop, which means her music's going downhill. The fact that she even cares shows that she knows it might be true. What's going on, Entertainment Tonight?
Had a pretty boy.
I can't play that. I gotta skip that out, though. right, let me skip over. It's a TikTok of her listening to her music saying that she's not a flop.
Ish doesn't have time for haters. The 19-year-old singer clapped back at internet trolls in a video shared to TikTok on Monday.
I can't play these videos. I gotta skip over this because of the music. God, I hate copyrights. So dumb. All right, all this is... So pretty much... Okay, I can't play this. Billie Eilish gets mad at haters who say she's a flop. Well, maybe you're projecting onto yourself and onto everybody else. Next on the Happy Hour.
Camila Cabello just posted a TikTok embracing her imperfections, shutting down the haters, and sharing an encouraging message on body positivity.
Alrighty, good for her. What's going on with Blake Lively? We're just kind of speeding through it now.
Blake Lively is hitting back at a paparazzi for publishing a series of misleading photos of her and her three daughters after being stalked and harassed during a terrifying confrontation.
So, God bless Blake Lively. I hope she's fine and everything works out for her. Finally!
According to many reports, Travis Barker asked Kourtney Kardashian a very important question over the weekend.
Can we do a two-point conversion?
And now the internet is convinced that the two are officially engaged. Let's get into it.
It's no question things have been moving at lightning speed when it comes to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's relationship, as the two have made it very clear that they are head over heels obsessed with one another.
Got it.
So as much as we'd like to say we are completely in shock by the new reports that the two are now engaged, this actually seems pretty on brand for them. Over the weekend, Kourt and Travis jetted off to Las Vegas to watch the highly anticipated UFC fight between Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier. Let's just say things escalated in the audience and the two packed on the PDA like real hard. But
gross. Feel like I have HPV. I think I do.
While they didn't bother hiding their feelings for one another, it seems Kourtney and Travis might have kept one thing a secret all weekend.
What?
Until now. Many reports are claiming that Travis popped the question in Vegas after 7 months of dating, and to nobody's surprise, Kourtney said yes.
Okay, so good for them. I don't know. That's from 4 days ago, so we don't know if it's true. But then again, with all this celebrity news, we never know if it's true. I don't know. I'm going to be the new beatboxer, like Biz Markie for my generation. But then, you know, I would just say he has a friend. I say he has a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. There you go. There's my tribute to Biz Markie. This show has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. WestChase Printing on Instagram. DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. If you go to WestchasePrinting.com, though, business cards, posters, yard signs, banners, whatever the hell you need, WestchasePrinting.com can make for you. And when you get that invoice, tell them I sent you for a great deal. TampaBayHotSauce.com, RichKBarber.com, FitStageFitness.com, AmirAcademy.com. I'm on every social media, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, but Snapchat is Hoppy Radio, RyanHoppy Radio at gmail.com, RyanHoppyRadio.com. Listen to me on every single major platform, Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Stitcher, all of them. I have a hard time saying that one. Just go to every single major podcast platform and search up Hoppy Radio. Spread the word as I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. And we are heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. on ZRadioLive.com. If you're listening right now on the Z Radio Live feed, thank you for listening and spread the word. Quadpod.com, QODPOD.com. And I'm just sick of myself talking, so bye.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.